Hello, well, I thought I'd do an audio boo. Because I wanted to tell you, I can't remember whether I told you, I think I did, yeah, I did in fact, the other week, that I got a USB tape deck. It was only $6.99, which is pretty good. But I wanted to do another boo now, because on Sunday, I eventually got round to trying it out. And the brilliant thing is, it's extremely easy to use. All you do is, I can't remember whether I also told you that I couldn't figure out where the battery went. I looked all over the back and I thought, where do these batteries go? But actually, when you open the tape deck to put the tape in, there's actually a compartment inside there near where the tape goes, where the batteries go. So that's why I couldn't find them. But anyway, what you do is, it basically, the tape deck looks like an old Walkman. And you also have to, like a Walkman, you have to use headphones in it to listen to what you're recording. It doesn't play without headphones, so you have to have them in. And it came with headphones. But anyway, it looks exactly like one of them old Walkmans, except it has a USB port on the side of it. So what you do is, the first time you plug it into the computer, it came with this little CD thing, but I didn't need it. You plug it in and it'll say that it's installing device drivers, and then eventually, after a couple of minutes or so, it'll say your device is ready to use. So I'm guessing you could probably use any sound recording device you wanted if you wanted to, because you'd just have to change the recording device to that. But I did it with that Audacity, so I'm guessing you could probably do it in Mac mode as long as it installs the drivers and do it with GarageBand. But so I went into Audacity, I checked what my recording device was. Luckily, when I'd plugged it in, it automatically set it to that. It came up as USB, I can't remember, USB something or other. So basically, you put a tape in the tape player, you find the bit that you want, obviously keeping your headphones in, you press record on Audacity and play on the tape player, and Audacity will record the tape onto your computer or whatever part of the tape you want to record. So I tried it with a few little things, and it works absolutely brilliantly. It actually, I'm sure it sounds a bit better than when it was recorded on tape, the quality, but that's maybe because it's coming through a computer and that. But it's absolutely excellent. So I intend to eventually digitise all my tapes, and I intend to buy another 2 TB or even a 3 TB hard drive for that purpose, just for the tape recording. what was I going to say? But I forgot what I was going to say now. But yeah, it works really, really well. And yeah, I'm going to get all my tapes recorded, which will be really good fun. And I may post an example up of an old recording on Audioboo, so that you can hear it, because you just, as I said, you record it on Audacity and then just export it, isn't it, or whatever you want, or just in whatever sound recorder you want to use and export it in the usual way. I didn't think it would be quite as easy as that for some reason. I don't know what I thought I might have to do with one of these tape decks, but it is extremely easy to use. It takes 2 AA batteries. So yeah, I'm so glad I have one. Anyway, tonight it will be choir. I'll be back to that after the summer. I'm looking forward to that. Well, everyone else went back last week, but obviously I was seeing the Pet Shop Boys. And as I told you, Mark, who does it, is running auditions for people who want to do a solo in the concert. I don't know what I'll sing for my audition yet. But he's doing them before the rehearsal next week. I got someone to put my name down last week because I wasn't there. And apparently mine's 7:15. Luckily, I got a spot right near before the start of the ordinary rehearsal time, which means I won't have to hang around. I'll have that. Apparently, it's just 5 minutes. You just sing a song, any song you want for it. I don't know if you get if you get through it, whether you sing that song in the concert or whether it's just from to see what you sound like on your own, I don't know. But I've only got a week. I've been thinking ages. I mean, I know I've had like the whole summer, but I just can't decide what I want to sing. But obviously, I'll have to have a serious think about it over the next few days so I can decide on something good for next week. So anyway, I'm going to post this now, and I'm just cooking me tea, which I'm going to be having probably in about 20 minutes to half an hour, because I'm pretty hungry now. Chicken, goujons. Actually, I don't know what they are. They're like, I don't know if they're goujons or dippers, because they're not long. They're like more of a sort of round shape, but they're breaded chicken anyway with French fries. So I'll say bye for now, and I'll post again soon. Oh, where's it? Well, so bye.